broadcasting live from Eugene, Oregon, with a roundtable discussion of today's news. Here's Robin. Well, this is interesting that we're. It works now. Okay, I had a thing on the control panel that said our show is going to start one day from now. So, but now it's decided to start it now instead. So, I'm all for that. We're just doing a test of what's going on now to see what's going to happen and see if this is going to work right this way. All of a sudden, my eyes are going bad. I can't see anything for some reason or other. But it's the Oregon Update Show. I'm Cliff Wilson, and we've got Robin on the other side of the line. Are you there?
Hi.
Yes. It's our streaming time says one day, one hour.
Broadcasting forever from Eugene, Oregon.
Yeah. It's an interesting thing. We're actually just doing this to see if it's going to work or if it's not going to work. So what we're going to do is not really formatted the way it normally would be or formatted, if in any at all. But we're going to be talking about this and that and the other and what's happening in the news. And now you said something about a volcano in Mexico that's happening right now.
A volcano in Mexico. But I also want to throw in there, too, is that if anybody happens to be listening, again, we do appreciate, you know, I don't know if Cliff has the comments board up. Right now, I'm totally blind on my end. But we're going to be trying different configurations over the next hour or so. And basically what we're going to try and do is we're going to experiment with different things and basically see if we can get it to screw up and then get it not to screw up. And because if you are a normal listener to the program or are listening to us on the archives, you probably noticed the last couple episodes we've had some really bad audio. In fact, the last two episodes, the last 2 weeks, we've actually cut the program short because the audio has become so bad that it wasn't even worth trying. So we've been in talks with Blog Talk Radio about we're trying to figure it all out. Everybody has a theory on something, but sometimes all you got to do is just get out there and then play and see what works, what doesn't work. And so we figure one of the best ways to do it is to we normally broadcast on Monday. Today's Friday, but we normally broadcast around this time of the day, so it's kind of the best to the closest to a live event that or to what we normally do as possible. But as Cliff was saying, we got a bunch of stuff that we can talk about. There's a volcano going on in Mexico right now, kind of while they're handing out surgical masks and stuff to kind of help the residents over there, but except for the plume and the ash and whatever, it doesn't seem to be too bad yet. Got some other stuff we can just chat with. So just call up and say hi. Let us know how the audio is.
If you have anything that you want to talk about or anything you'd like to talk about, and if you'd like to report in and let us know how the audio is, 646-721-9887. That's 646-721-9887. That's the number to call. And do that and let us know how you're hearing us, if you're hearing us, if the thing is working correctly. It used to be in landline radio that you call and ask how far away you are, but in on this particular case, it doesn't make any difference because all over the world you can hear it, so we don't care how far away you are. Although it might be interesting to know if you're, I don't know if you can hear us in China, if they let it go through or not. There are some countries I understand that they do block out. I don't know if China is one of them or not. But in most of the world, we can be heard just here and there and everywhere. But give us a call. See what you got to say. 646-721-9887. All of a sudden, I really need a drink. water, that is.
And if I sound really bad, that's the way I sound in real life. So that's not a hardware issue.
That's not true. You don't sound bad. Well, you sound good on the radio. So very easy to understand and very easy to hear. So, but what else have we got to talk about? The volcano in Mexico seems to be fairly, I don't want to say minuscule, fairly moderate. I don't see any major things up about it. And what I do see up is it's up to 17,000 feet. It's blowing up in the air, which I don't think that's very, very far. When it, like, I think our own Mount St. Helens, when it blew, it went much farther than that up in the air. And, of course, I couldn't believe the distance it went. I mean, I lived probably, 100 miles from where it blew, and I got a little bit of dust in the air. But 400 miles away over on the East Coast, or over on the Eastern Washington, over in that area, they really got hit by it. They were out there shoveling up stuff for weeks after that, trying to get it off their lawns and stuff like that. I mean, that ash, when it rains, it turns to rocks. And
it's very, I want to say, not corrosive, but very, very hard surface, very abrasive, I guess is what I wanted to say.
Well, that too. My son was very good about thinking about that, and we were very, very quick to put new air filters in the car. We didn't drive but one car, period, for the time that was blowing, and when we did, we put a new air filter in it every day. We went out and bought the new air filters. I mean, he went out and bought air filters. He bought like 20 of them the first day, the first hour or so. I mean, he went out and bought them. And we were out making sure that we had new air filters in the car every day, just in case. Because I guess you get that stuff inside the engine, and it can be pretty disastrous on an engine. So we were very careful.
In fact, sales of pantyhose increased during that event.
Okay, what was that for?
Well, it sounds kind of funny, but the state police bought a ton of pantyhose and you put it over the intake of your air cleaner, and it acts as an additional filter.
Yeah, I suppose it would. I think the air filters would be filtering it significantly more than a pair of pantyhose would, but it could help. I don't know. We didn't get enough of it at where I lived to make it a big thing, because we just had a little sprinkling of it, and we didn't live that far away. We could watch it happen. We could watch it happen from my front door, and did, but we just got a little sprinkling because we were just in the right direction, and all of the ash went the other way to Eastern Washington, and consequently didn't hit us. So it wasn't a real big thing. We had the same thing with the air filters, and because we, interestingly enough, after that happened, we sort of kept two or three air filters in the car after that, and I moved to California, and down there it was dust storms and sand storms, and we several times got caught in a storm. In fact, there was a couple of them we got caught in a sandstorm, and it was so bad that you couldn't see. We had to pull off to the side of the road and just shut everything down because you couldn't see at all. You couldn't see where you were going. In fact, when we finally, on one of them, it was quite interesting. We pulled it off to the side of the road a little ways. And I didn't want to go too far because I didn't want to go off the road. But we found out we were sitting under a streetlight, and we didn't even know it. So when it was over, it was.
You sure that was? You sure that was from the volcano, or just because of you're having a good time out, you didn't know where you were?
It was a dust storm. It wasn't a volcano in that case, but and no, it wasn't a good time out because it was hot and you had to shut all the air conditioning off and the engine off and stop running everything, and it was horrible. And dust and sand when it's blowing around at that kind of velocity, man, it gets into the car, even with the windows closed and everything else closed. It sort of sneaks its way in there, and so you're sitting there sniffing away, trying to get a snuffling away, whatever you want to call it. It was terrible.
Snuffling away, like Snuffleupagus. again, if you happen to be tuning in, I'm blind at the moment as far as I think we're trying an experiment to see if we're trying different options of things during today's program. Today's a test program, 646-721-9887. Again, if you are listening to the show live right now, give us a call or comment in the chat room. Let us know how the audio sounds. Right now, like I say, we're trying different things. I don't even have the monitor on, so I can't even tell right now what's going out. So we'll be trying different experiments. There might be some dead air going through this little test show. But again, please stay with us because we are trying to. We're working diligently to try and resolve our audio problems. Otherwise, Cliff and I have been talking about. Well, we're not sure exactly what we want to do if we were to act. Especially on the emotion of the last 2 weeks, even though we're rated mature, we're so limited about what about repeating exactly what we said after the program. But but it doesn't. The whole point is that we need to. It's frustrating, embarrassing, and it limits. We do have Cliff and I both have talked about, and we do have people that of interest that we can bring on the program. And we've actually scheduled people to bring on the program. One person who's a friend of Cliff's is also a producer of KGL Radio. And when that fiasco went down, she graciously offered to come on the program to talk about it. And we had to cancel the show that day because we could not get audio to work at all. And it's, like I say, it's very embarrassing. You bring on an important guest and things just totally mess up. And it's, I mean, fortunately, she's a friend of the program and was willing to come back the next day. But if it would have been, like, say, a well-known celebrity that we happen to, or I know some people in Oregon politics I could bring on. But, you bring them on and the show goes like the way it's been going, they're not coming back.
Oh, yeah. It's bad because when you can't rely on the mechanics of things, then you really don't have much. So we've got to get something we can rely on.
Well, not to mention the fact that, as I've mentioned many times in previous programs, when for us to do a program, we've gotten comments before about, it sounds like we really know what we're doing. Well, we fake it really good. But that because, mainly because on average, Cliff and I both spend anywhere from 1 to 3 hours just in show prep. And if we got any audio clips to go with it, that takes even longer to go through those clips, edit them out, to highlight, cue them in. And this is really, as Cliff will contest, because he's a radio pro of I forget how many hundreds of years. He's been doing it for a while. That it's not too far off of a regular commercial radio station in what we do here. And it all takes time to try and produce a good program. And like I say, it's just really frustrating to have all that work to try and bring on an informative and an entertaining program just go right out the window.
Yeah, exactly. And interestingly enough, I've been in broadcasting since August of 1960, just for your edification. Forever, it seems like.
That's actually about 37 then.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting old.
Now, Cliff is a... On a serious note, Cliff is a broadcast professional. He's has a pretty good history, or pretty wide history, in the broadcast media and is known in several markets. And he's kind of the one that got me hooked on this. Thank you, Cliff.
Yeah. It's,
Go ahead.
I was just saying that talk radio is something I've always been interested in because I have this big mouth and I have opinions about absolutely everything. And so, and of course my opinions are good, honest opinions and is generally right. But,
that's right.
And if it, so I've always liked radio, talk radio. I've done lots of other things. I've done rock and roll radio. I've done country radio. I've done all kinds of middle of the class radio, middle of the road radio. I've done it all, but I like talk radio and the talk radio show like this, where it's nothing but talk. I probably like the best of all. Although sometimes it becomes a little difficult to come up with something to say when there's
At least we haven't had that much problem. But you know, when you're by yourself, because people aren't calling the 646-721-9887 number. See, Cliff Soss taught me how to roll into things like that. It makes it a lot easier. In fact, one thing I still kick myself in the butt is, K&D, you were general manager?
No, I was program director.
Program director. Yeah, there was an opening on a Saturday morning program on Swap and Shop, I believe it was, that Cliff asked me. Well, that was what, 2 4-hour program?
It was just 2 hours.
2 hour program. Yeah, Cliff asked me if I wanted to come in and do it. I chickened out.
Well, that was a long time ago, and you had other things to do, and you didn't want to start that, I guess. I don't know.
Well, it also is kind of, it was a 30-minute drive for 2 hours a week or something like that. So. And I'm poor.
Yeah. But the thing is, we've done this a lot, and we've done this a lot now, just on this program. I mean, this is what, we're coming up on 2 years, aren't we?
Yeah, we have over 100 shows in the can so far.
Yeah, and most of them are listenable.
A few of them.
A few of them lately have not been because of the problems we've been having. And the problems seem to be getting worse and worse. I don't know exactly why or exactly what. I do know that it has changed recently. This one today, for this time, at least seems to sound pretty good. At least I can, from what I can tell. So maybe we've got the answer here with what we're doing now. We'll find out.
Because like I said, we're going to bring some more stuff into the mix and try and bring it back up to the way we normally have it set.
But continue talking for just a minute. I've got to get something to drink. Right back.
What I would do with any other type of machine that I'm trying to fix as a technician is you go ahead and you have a control test, and we're going to start bringing in different things and trying to make it back to the way it was originally, and we're going to look for changes and again to try and narrow it down. I mean, we have some theories that are going on. One of the things we're trying to eliminate is whether or not it's on our end or on Blog Talk's end. And after talking with them, they gave us a little bit more of an idea of what happens on the back end of it. And there's so many variables that are involved in it. It could be just about anything. But like I say, we're trying to narrow it down. Because as we try to expand the program, for example, despite the barriers that Blog Talk Radio has put in by changing their show layouts. For example, I was checking on the blogtalkradio.com main page, and when you look on upcoming live programs, all that's listed is featured shows. We were not on there. The only way you can find us is on the chat room. Otherwise, unless you do a keyword search, you don't even know where we're even broadcasting right now. And being the fact that we're paying for this service, I'm not too happy about that, Blog Talk Radio. Where are the people that are not featured on the upcoming live? But the audio issue is that it's also, despite making it harder to find us, it's also tied our hands in expansion. Because for a while there, I believe for probably about 2 or 3 months, through our radio contacts, we were actually being rebroadcast, even though it was one of our archived shows, on KOBI in St. Helens. KOH, excuse me, in St. Helens. But, and I don't blame him at all, but we sent him some shows that we did that, because we try to listen to the programs before we send them out again, because we don't want to send them bad audio, but, you know, we can't do that every time, because especially, you know, my work schedule and stuff. But there's been some shows that we sent him where the audio quality started breaking up and cutting out, and on terrestrial broadcast, you don't want that. And so he finally went ahead and canceled us, but... once again, there was something else and an opportunity that we lost to expand our market. And I'm embarrassed and very, very hesitant in contacting him again, or anybody else for that matter, to see if we can get somebody else to pick up our programmings.
Well, it's very hard to try to expand on anything we do. Expand on who we get to talk to as hosts, as guests, and also as who wants to host the program for external broadcast. Because when you can't depend on it, you can't. You know, if you're, I feel in I consider this broadcast, and so consequently, it's supposed to be there, and it's got to be there. And there have been a couple of times now we've literally not been able to finish the program. So that's a real problem. So I find that unacceptable to me.
It's totally unacceptable, especially, like I say, this is Cliff and I, Cliff's retired, and I work a full-time plus job, meaning that my average work week is at least 60 hours a week. I'm not wealthy. The original intent in doing this was to try and make it as a side business, but and it cost me money to do it, not to mention the time. It cost money to do it, and we're not getting any money back. I mean, we do have a sponsor, but that sponsor is basically, was it gratis? What's the word? Gratuitous?
Gratuitous.
Yeah. So basically, it's our sponsor. We're not getting any money from our sponsor, basically. It's just a friend of mine owns a business, and we go ahead and do the ad to help them out. So we're not...
And if we were to try to pick up paid sponsors, it would be a problem, since we have a couple, three programs now that we didn't run, and you can't accept from money for something you didn't do. So.
Well, that, yeah, exactly. And to expand on what Cliff is saying is that people put money into a program for a multitude of reasons, and one of them is to promote their business. And for one, if we can't, if we can't produce the show because the audio quality is just totally unusable, we can't fix it, they're going to feel shortchanged because they're paying for the time. And secondly, it represents their company.
Yeah, exactly. So, and this has been, it's not just us that's doing this. There's a lot of other people at Blog Talk Radio that are having problems with it as well. So it's a problem that Blog Talk is going to have to address to a certain extent, somewhere along the line, at least. I don't know where, how far they'll go to fix it. But it's one of these things. For those of you who are listening who are, excuse me, who are Blog Talk Radio beings who do a program on Blog Talk, it has to do with the fact that whether you're on a wireless or a hardwired connection with your program, we seem to be having a problem at one end. I'm on a hardwire connection here to do it, but Robin is on a Wi-Fi connection, one of two Wi-Fi connections that she can hook to, but both of them have problems. And the only problem right now, I can tell a little difference in you, Robin, when you're talking. You do come and go a little bit. You don't ever disappear, but you come and go, fade in and out a little bit. And I don't think I'm doing that. We'll find out when we listen back and listen to it on off the air. So I consider that.
Go along with Cliff is saying is that one thing that we found in our past experiments is what makes the biggest difference is, and here's a little tip for other Blog Talk Radio hosts, what makes the difference is how you connect to the host number. And it's highly recommended to connect to the host number through a hard line.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the problem we have at ours, at our end. But, because see, to this point, basically Robin has been the control. She has controlled everything and done all of the setup and everything like that. But that's become a problem since she's been on a wireless connection. So maybe that has to be what we change.
Well, and that's what we're kind of experimenting around today, too, as well, is the separation about who's hosting the program. Like I said, we found in the past through our experiments, and this is even before our Blog Talk's input, is that the line going into the main host number is the most important, and that can really determine. Also, the same thing too is conferencing can make a huge difference on how the show comes out, and especially because see what's really been frustrating is that like I mentioned earlier, Cliff and I, you know, we do several hours of show prep. Half of that time show prep, we are just Cliff and I are over 100 miles away from each other right now. We would talk to each other before and after the show using Skype. And then when we bring Blog Talk Radio into the mix is when it really starts messing up. And what's really frustrating is we have had programs before where we've had a total of 4 people in conference, Cliff?
Yeah.
Yeah, 4 people, and it's perfect. But as soon as we bring Blog Talk into the mix, it all goes to hell.
And it didn't go to, it wasn't as bad when all 4 people were hardwired in, so to speak. They were not on a Wi-Fi. They were on a hard line. So, and that makes a huge difference. I don't know why. And it's somebody's going to have to do something to fix that, because sooner or later, everything's going to be Wi-Fi. Everything's going to be wireless around, because inputs are availability of online presence in the different cities is Wi-Fi. It's wireless. You only have like one wired service, and everything else is wireless. So, I mean, I could be saving myself a lot of money by going wireless instead of being hardwired in. That's the difference right now. So, I don't know what the interest is. Example is going to be, but they're going to have to fix the hardwire or the wireless things, either fix what's bad about them or fix it so we can ignore it.
Well, one thing that just happened too, because when I launched Skype today, it went ahead and updated itself, which one of the things that happened with last week's program, the latest version of Skype likes to keep you don't have the option to turn off automatic updates. And last week's program, Cliff got hounded by, do you want to update now? Do you want an update now? Do you want to update now? No! But when I updated before the show on Skype, it said that there was a bunch of bug fixes. So as far as diagnosing, it makes it a little bit more difficult, because was it an older version or whatever?
Yeah.
Because right now, like I said, we're doing things in progression. I went ahead and I brought up the monitor. I've been listening on the monitor for the last 15 minutes. It sounds perfect.
Yeah.
But again, like I said, we don't know.
Yeah. So the next thing to do, I guess, would be to try getting on the Skype thing.
Okay. Well, before we make any changes, on the 30, I want to bring the studio back in the mix and see if that makes any difference. I'm doing it in 15-minute increments and keeping a log.
Okay.
And like I say, I want it to mess up. I want it to mess up. But in either case, if anybody is listening out there to this program, you know, it's a free-for-all. We're just doing test programs. Call up, say hi, 646-721-9887.
If there is something you want to talk about, if there is something you want to put out there for everybody to hear, we'll talk about it too, as well as talking about our frustrations.
Yeah. And Cliff, do you have the chat room open?
I did. I will. At one time, chat as co-host or what? I don't know. Whoops.
Yeah, it's open a small window. Because it's a little harder for them to make a comment if you don't have the chat room open. And also, like I said, too, that I'm going to swing over to Blog Talk Radio's homepage here real quick. And I will bet you that even though we're broadcasting live right now for the next hour and a half, I'm going to make you a bet that you can't find us.
That's, That's interesting that they can't do that.
Because right now, see, even in the live chat, because you don't have the chat room open, we're not on there. Upcoming live radio programs featured. Yep, we're not on the main page either. We got under upcoming live online radio shows featured. And the thing is, folks, I'm not worried about putting down Blog Talk Radio, because like I said, if this was a free service, then I'd be a lot more, well, you know, this isn't costing me anything. But like I say, this is costing me a monthly payment. And and before they made all these changes, we would come up on the main page as broadcasting. And that's kind of interesting too. In their list of featured shows, they show very few featured programs. So,
well, I assume it's because they're getting so many, but they don't have that many that are being broadcast live at any given time. And I'm sure they limit it as to how many, because you can only do so many things at once, even with the internet. The flash chat is up in a small window. And it's nobody's there. Nobody knows we're here.
Well, like I said, and you know, the if I was just coming in trying to look for something to listen to, I wouldn't find us.
Yeah.
But Blog Talk Radio has made themselves they've made themselves a third party application, which is really sad because they have a lot to go on, but like I say, starting from the when they gave us, they took away the freedom from customizing our home pages on Blog Talk, and then they added, they took away the comments feature on the home page, and relayed everything to Facebook. So, in a sense, they've downgraded their selves to a third party application.
I don't understand that, but okay.
You don't understand what I mean by that?
No.
Okay. Instead of setting up a radio program like what we started to do originally, because this is where we broadcast, and this is where a lot of people find us, when we first started, we were able to customize our homepage on Blog Talk Radio to not only promote the different types of programming that I have, but also to kind of, you know, focus it towards our homepage at our show homepage at krbnradio.com. They made changes in that and got rid of some of the HTML programming and limited us to just a couple lines of text. So by making the changes in the layout, we immediately noticed a 50% reduction, 40-50% reduction in our listenership. But also during that time as well, you could go to blogtalkradio.com and you could see what programs are actually being broadcast or upcoming programs or whatever. There was more than just six shows in a section. They actually had more on that. Well, now, of course, they're trying to really push the higher-end programming. That's probably why we have just a limited amount on here. But what they've done is they've done a disservice to the people that helped build Blog Talk Radio, which is people like Cliff and I that do a program on a regular basis. And so instead of making them a primary place for people to find your program, they've made themselves a third-party app, including the fact that if you are not a Facebook user, for example, you can't comment on the individual programs when they're not broadcasting.
And I wish they would do that.
Yeah, so it's so in my opinion, they've done themselves a disservice, and I've had a few other hosts that I've been talking with, they felt the same way. Most of the people that are on here are using Blog Talk Radio as a third-party app itself. Basically, they're broadcasting or they have their own thing going on, and they're just adding Blog Talk Radio to it. They're not relying on Blog Talk to be their main focus, basically, I guess is what I'm saying. But they went backwards, in my opinion.
When you find out it's not reliable, you've come up with different ways of getting yourself on the air that is reliable.
Exactly.
But most of those are not doing live on the air talk, not involving radio call or telephone calls from people around the world if they want to. I guess there are a lot of people. I'd be interested to know how many people that they've got that actually use the facilities of the telephone, or how many people that they've got that just broadcast a media program, in other words, just preaching. So not really preaching, but preaching various different things, and whether or not they're actually accepting phone calls. I'd like to know.
I've heard some, like Susan Powder, for example. She does I think it's a weekly broadcast or daily or something, but she broadcasts, and I recognize the name because she was the Stop the Insanity weight loss guru or whatever. So I was like, oh, hey, I've heard this name before. And I went and listened to the show program, and she was having audio problems like crazy, and she wasn't so nice about it.
No. And a lot of people will do the calling things, but they call out. They don't have them call in. That makes a difference too. I mean, we could do that if we wanted to call out to all of our listeners, but we don't know who to call out to.
That's right. Now we finally showed up on the main page under live chat.
Ah, the chat room came open. Okay.
But that's the only way you'd know to find us is to go into live chat with. Otherwise, we're still not on the main page unless you do a search for us. And right now the keywords are test. So unless you do a search for test, we're not going to come up.
So that's why people are calling us, or that's why people speak to us on the chat room, whether it be guests or not. They talk to us. Of course, you can't really talk to us if you're not a guest. I mean, if you are a guest on the chat room, you have to be a member of Blog Talk some way in order to make it. And make your presence known.
Exactly. That's the other failing of Blog Talk, is that you have to have a Blog Talk Radio account to, you can read what's going on in the chat room, but you can't contribute unless you have a Blog Talk Radio account, which is free. A basic account is free. Anybody can have an account and not be a Blog Talk host, or if you want to host your own show, you can do it for a limit of 30 minutes a day for free. But you're not a premium host, and it's very limited. We're a premium host. So, I think again, too, that now I understand Blog Talk thinking about that. They want you to sign up an account.
Well, sure. Make money,
which
too.
Is no big deal. They don't harass you. They don't send you a bunch of emails and spam or whatever. So it's not that big a deal. But, again, it limits the people that can actually contribute to program. And it's really a shame, because I did a test program, I think last week around 12:30 in the morning, and we had record number of people in the chat room, over 20 people, but all except for three or four of them, they were all guests, and so they couldn't really contribute except for calling in.
No.
Yeah, I hear it.
That's the problem. I thought at one time we'd put up a separate chat room that people could go to, but that didn't work very well either for some reason or other.
Well, and again, that gets back to the Blog Talk Radio, is a lot of areas where people find our programming.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like I've said, is that the proof is in the numbers, and when you look at our show numbers and when they dropped off, it coincided with the changes directly from Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
And not to mention the fact that, frustrated listeners. A couple of weeks ago, we had somebody, I've seen him in the chat room list a lot, and we were having our audio difficulties, and I asked him, by a chat, how it is. He said it's horrible, and he hung up.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't seen him back since.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, if they're a Blog Talk user, as it is anyway, they probably are familiar with the problems that we have, but it doesn't mean that he's going to accept it. So the other thing is, I wonder, you say we got a huge amount more people doing this at midnight. I wonder if we should do that, change our time.
Well, we could. Again, we've asked numerous times for feedback from our listeners when they listen. Blog Talk Radio does give us some stats, but they don't give us any, any stats about what time of day people listen to our archives. I mean, I'm satisfied with the, well, at least for starting, I'm satisfied with the numbers of people that do listen to the archives, although they used to be a lot better. But at least, you know, I mean that some of you are still checking us out, and I do thank you for that. But what we'd like to do is, I mean, we can go ahead and have a monologue. Or Cliff and I have been known, especially once we get in, because Cliff and I both love politics. And off air, we can talk for hours, and next thing we know, you know, 4 or 5 hours have passed, and then we're just going, dang it, we should have been live. But we could pre-record and upload a program and have good audio quality every time. But that's not the whole point of doing this. I mean, if we just want to do a podcast, there's other programs out there that we can do this for a lot less money.
Yeah, we can do it on our own website, krbnradio.com, which is there. And that's how I discovered when we want to put our broadcast on the air, as I put on there, because I can go on there and find out when people are listening and who's listening and how many are listening, and a lot more facilities for telling us what's going on than Blog Talk gives us. And I went by that as to what time we're on right now. 1 o'clock and what day we're on. I think we were on 1 o'clock anyway, but what day we're on. And so that's, today is, well, not today, but our regular time is one of the most listened to times. I don't have it in front of me. I don't have the information in front of me. I should have. I never thought about going and looking at it. Haven't looked at it for 2 or 3 months.
Now, like I say, it's kind of hard because this is not our main line of work. I'd like it to be.
Yeah.
You know, if I had a way to, both of us, we had a way to do it. We both have our limitations. Mine is, like I say, long hours of work. And Cliff has other issues, which I won't get into. But a lot of it's just logistics, like transportation and stuff. But it, no, I'd love to do this for a living. I mean, I enjoy it. You know, I have a blog that I'm up to over 65,000 hits on the blog, and I had 100 readers a day. But unfortunately, my schedule, you know, doesn't allow me to really get into it like I used to. And of course, you know, if you don't keep it up, you know, people go elsewhere, and that's what's kind of happening here. But someday I'll park the truck and hopefully have a real job and be able to start doing just more on the side and be able to, who knows, turn into a business, or maybe somebody out there who likes my voice will hire me.
There's somebody who has money who would like to keep in the air on the Blog Talk or whatever service we decide to use. Let us know. We'd be more than happy to accept your money and do everything we can for you. And if you want, and if you'd like something to be promoted, we'll do that too. It's amazing
what we'll do for money, but it has to be legal. I draw the line there.
Not necessarily. It depends on what
as we're doing self-promotion, to also kind of kill time too, we both of us have talents, you know, either, you know, what we do in the background, with our audios. I have a pretty good talent with art. We do different voice talents. So anybody who wants to shamelessly send us some money or point us to a direction for a career, you know our address, talk@krbnradio.com. We'd love to hear from you, especially if it's something lucrative where I can pay my bills. I'll park that truck.
Yep.
Actually, on a serious note, well, that is kind of a serious note, too, hoping to park that truck one of these days, too. As people who do know me, I am a technician at heart. I've been in electronics tech for over 30 years, and I've mentioned this on the show. I don't talk too much about my personal life, but I'm just having one of those technicians that have been self-taught, and apparently a story that we've shared before at one of Cliff's radio station that he was in charge of, just have a natural ability of walking in and fixing things, as Cliff will testify.
Yeah. She came in one day and we had a problem with a computer network, as it were. We had something like 19 computers in the building, and they were supposed to all be connected at one time or another. Only a couple of them were, but I'd had two people before her in there to connect them and set them up, and these were professional people that owned a computer company, and they have both basically failed to get the computer network running. And I mentioned it to Robin, and in a matter of just hours, she had not only diagnosed it in her mind, but she had brought in a computer and hooked it up and had it running within just minutes. And using the wires that were there that someone else had run that they couldn't get to run to work, she used the same wires, but hers worked. And so it was obviously what they were doing was wrong. And it was, I mean, it wasn't even a day, I don't think, was it? It didn't even take you a day.
Actually, it didn't take me, I think it took me about 5 minutes to diagnose what the problem was.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the time was just, once I got everything online, then I went ahead and expanded everything and networked all the computers together so they can share files.
Yeah. It was really quite interesting how fast it went and how easy it was once someone who knew what they were doing went in there and did it. So,
and the thing that's interesting is that during that period of time when I was working on Cliff's computer, in fact, it's kind of how I met Cliff to begin with, was through a low-power community TV station that we were setting up, and so that's how I got to meet Cliff through one of the organizers of that. And I was in college at the time for computer science and really wasn't that real familiar with computer networks yet. But like I said, I spent over 30 years as a component level electronics technician, and every day of my life I'm hunting down intermittent problems. So I just applied that type of diagnostic skills to what the problem was there, and that's why it didn't take me very long to kind of figure out what's going on, and that's kind of what we're doing today here is along the same approach. And so far everything seems to be working okay.
Yeah, I'm
not complaining. I really wanted it to mess up today so we can kind of eliminate things. But you know, my cousin Murphy, next Monday when we broadcast again at 1 o'clock Pacific time on this channel, can I just roll right in there with that? hopefully it doesn't mess up again. Cliff is a good teacher.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to make sure we start it next week with the way we did it this week. I don't know. But there's whatever difference is there. Maybe it's the time. Maybe it's the day. Maybe it's a bad day.
Well, 52, like you say, like I said, is normally when Skype does an update, it just says, okay, I'm updated. It doesn't come up and say that it fixed a lot of bugs. And that's what mine did today. It came up and did a lot of improvement to fix some bugs. So maybe, who knows, maybe Blog Talk Radio got a hold of Skype and said, hey, this is going on. You need to fix it. We're going to lose accounts. Because there has been a lot of people that have the 1 in 10 rule. One person says it, 10 others are thinking it. On the Blog Talk Radio forums, have mentioned the same thing, that audio quality, in a word, sucks. And they're frustrated, and I'm sure people are pulling their accounts from it. I mean, I know one person that I've been in talk with who's been actively looking for an alternative, and she is a writer, and I guess I wouldn't say very well-known writer, but she's a motivational speaker, and last time she set up a conference of motivational speakers that are available either in person in a forum. You know, it's a two-day event she set up with like 20 motivational speakers, some of them up on speaking, others just there to sign books or whatever. And that's quite an event that she did. And she's also one of the ones that is very disappointed in the audio quality and the way Blog Talk has been and been actively looking for an alternative.
Well, obviously, Skype itself has been having a little problem, but they've been fairly reliable by themselves. So I don't know. I just wanted to mention one thing, that if you get a little update thing from Skype, let them do it right away. Don't make them wait. I mean, they told me they wanted to update Skype, and I said, well, wait. And I didn't close it. I kept using Skype, and then it just kept coming up. And as I went further along in the program, this update message kept coming up more often, until it was just up so often I couldn't see through it. And so I just went ahead and let it go, and it just totally shut me down. So from now on, if it says I want to update it, I'll update it right away.
And also, too, the message that I got, it said, if I read it right, it said it was kind of going to do it more automatically, kind of like the way Chrome does. Cliff doesn't use Chrome, but Google's Chrome, but it updates itself in the background. You don't even notice it, which I have mixed feelings about, because I used to invest stocks for a living, well, not for a living, but as a hobby, because my work schedule, at one point, I didn't have to be at work till noon, so you know, I got to play the market. And I logged in one day, and all of a sudden, my trading tools aren't working. And the reason why it wasn't working is because one of the programs, which I can't remember if it was Flash or Adobe or one of those two, or Java, went ahead and updated itself, and it turned out that there was a problem with the update.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm spending 2 hours trying to get this thing online. You know, the market's going. I can't see what's happening. I got money on the line. And then I, you know, going under the guise of, okay, all right, stop. What's changed? And I went through and I looked at automatic updates, or because usually I got automatic updates turned off. But sometimes, like Adobe, you can turn it off as much as you want to, and it'll turn itself back on again.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happened. It's updated, so I had to go back, find out how to go back to the previous version, and got that reinstalled, and I was able to use my tools. But the point is, you know, especially if anybody's updated Microsoft, like the Microsoft Office suite, you know, you get used to, like I use Word 2000. Okay, I'm happy with it. It does. I know where everything's at. Go into Word 2007 or whatever, the current most recent one. Yeah, try to find something. I just want to go in and write the stupid document, not look all over for where the Save As button got moved or hidden to.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Leave it alone. You know, I mean, give us the flexibility to make a little bit of cosmetic changes, go ahead and fix if you can improve the way it functions better. Great. I don't like spending a lot of time trying to relearn software, especially when I don't have the time to do it, when I just want to get in there and do what I want to do.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like when I do some of my animation, my pictures. I've got some of the newer software, but when I want to get in there and do a really quick alteration to a picture or draw a picture, I use a program that's about 10 years old.
See, that's in computers, you can't do that. Just can't do that.
But because I'm more familiar with it, because I've taken the time to learn it instead of having to relearn everything. I know I can go in. I know exactly what I need to do. I know that it can do it. Bing, bang, boom, I'm in and out, and it's done.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to.
Speaking of bing, bang, boom. 646-721-9887. We're having kind of a fun little test show here today. So far on the monitor, it sounds pretty good. I'd like to have your opinion. If you're in the chat room, send us, contribute to that, or send us a note, or call us. 646-721-9887, and let us know what you think.
Are you to the point of having the chat room up?
Well, you've got the chat room open, don't you?
Okay. Nobody's in it at all.
Okay, because I don't have the chat room open yet on my end.
I was just wondering. Yeah, nobody's in it at all at this particular point. So, normally they're here at this time of day, so nobody expects us. So, you know. Nobody
we're like the Spanish Inquisition. Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. Little news item I want to kind of throw out. I don't know if Cliff's aware of this or not, because this just kind of came out this morning. The issue going overseas with the Obama's Secret Service, how it's been a party over there, and some people have gotten fired already for having prostitutes and stuff. But apparently we're going to have, I don't know, Secret Service Gate or whatever you want to call it, because during the 2008 election, when was it John McCain and Sarah Palin was running, the first of all, number one rule, if you're a Secret Service agent, don't Facebook. Well, there's two Secret Service officers, and I'm going to scan the article here to get their names. Like I say, this is all, I'm reading this, what's the word for reading it without reviewing, without practicing, Cliff?
Cold.
Reading it cold. Yeah, so in addition to a couple of Secret Service officers that have already lost their jobs over this, well, apparently, and this is probably going to be a new movie, because these two officers were called Cheney and Stokes. That's their last names. Like I say, it's kind of like Cagney and Lacey, I guess, you know, Cheney and Stokes. But Cheney went ahead and, for the 2008 election, posted a picture of Sarah Palin on his Facebook page and commented that I was really checking her out, if you know what I mean. And when Sarah Palin was on Fox News on Thursday, she commented when she found out about this, well, check this out, buddy. You're fired.
Yeah, I don't blame her. I mean,
no, I don't either. But, you know, guys, here's the piece of advice. Now, granted, I've never really been in law enforcement. You know, I only have an associate's degree. But I think even Cliff might even back me up on this one. If you're a Secret Service agent, part of your title kind of gives you a clue on what you're supposed to be doing, and part of that is secret.
Yeah. Well, it's if you want to be a Secret Service agent and you want to do that sort of thing, you better do it with a completely different name, a completely different identity, completely non-related to yourself, so that nobody can figure you out. Which means that you wouldn't be able to put Sarah Palin on there in the first place, because you would have no other way of getting to her other than being a Secret Service agent. So it's just a ridiculous idea. I, of course, you see, I personally feel that anybody who does any of this stuff on Facebook or any of these programs shouldn't be allowed to. I just think they're silly, myself.
Well, it's the thing about, you know, separating your work from your business. I mean, you're in a high-level government position. Yeah, you can have a Facebook page, but don't mention what you do. Don't, you know, especially don't mention anything about your job, because not to mention the fact that, okay, you know, it may seem kind of harmless per se, a harmless deal, but even a picture, you know, like there's a picture on the web already, you know, showing Sarah Palin with a couple of Secret Service agents. That picture alone might have information in it that may not be obvious to the general user, but it might portray some unwilling information that could be useful to somebody else, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't think anybody should be on the internet that using, at least as using their own name, that is in Secret Service or in any kind of service industry.
Right. Especially in top level government or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
You come up with your own username, like maybe, and that'd be kind of fun too. You know, people send in what do you think would be good usernames for famous people like Barack Obama. You know, hope it changes. I don't know.
Well, the thing is, you can have a different name, and the people who you want to know who you are, you can tell them what your name is. But it's that's the whole idea of Facebook, for example, is just to put your name out there and put you in front of everybody. And I think that the whole philosophy behind that is stupid. But then I guess I'm the only one, because everybody else is doing it.
No, I still haven't found the love for Facebook either. In fact, Speaking of Facebook, now I'm going to do a quick little rant and rave here as we're coming up on the top of the hour, 646-721-9887. And so far, audio sounds pretty good to me. But here's my little rant and rave. Now, you hear on the radio a lot that for business, you need to be to succeed in business now, you need to do social networking. Well, okay, I'm not going to mention the name of the business, but I'll say that I was kind of I had mixed feelings about it. Let's just say I wasn't happy. I will say, though, that it was a realtor. I had called to get an estimate on our house because we're thinking about selling our home. And that's kind of just where I left it. You know, she went ahead and gave us actually what anybody can do. You can go to Zillow, Z-I-L-L-O-W, and enter your address and kind of get a rough idea what your house is currently worth based on the houses around you. And it'll also show what it's sold for or any houses for sale. It's a public thing. It's no special secret, whatever, Z-I-L-L-O-W. And so basically that's what she did. She went and sent me a printout from Zillow and a few other real estate things that only they have access to, you know, part of being the part of the real estate network. And about a couple weeks later, on my Facebook page, which I don't know how she figured out that, because I have a common name, you know, if you Google my first and last name, which I'm not going to mention at the moment, it comes up with quite a bit of options. So I don't know how she figured out this one was me. But anyway, she was inviting me to a friends list as part of her real estate. Like, no, I don't want to be part of your friends list or for your damn business, especially one that I didn't go solicit to. It's like, because, Facebook already, which has gone into somehow because I have a Yahoo Mail account, has pulled from my Yahoo Mail contacts and keeps bringing up all these people that are on my list. Would you like to be friends? No.
I don't even have a account, and Facebook has set me up with, God, it must be 10,000 friends.
That's right. And it's amazing. And like one comedian says, yeah, I got 20,000 friends on Facebook. Great. How many of them will loan you a dollar?
Yeah. All I have to do is click on 20,000 numbers or names and you can hit them. I mean, that's not a difficult problem. That's not even hardly at all a problem at all.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if I look at my, I'll bring that up here real quick, and I get a kick of some of the people on my friends list. See if I can figure. I still am trying to figure out Facebook, and all it does is gives me a headache. I tried hooking up Facebook. Well, we do have Facebook for KRBN Radio, and tried to set it up originally so that it would some of the shows that we have would also post on, or at least the show descriptions on Facebook, and their help files are so bad. I had to go to the third-party help files to get it set up, and finally it didn't work right, so I gave up on it. But, I have no idea, but apparently, Representative Kim Thatcher is my friend.
Okay.
I have no idea who Representative Kim Thatcher is, but apparently she's my friend.
Oh. Well, I have to admit, I don't have any on my actual friends that I didn't set up. A couple of them that I put in there that asked me if I would let them be my friend, and I said yes, not realizing what they were going to do. And one of them was a weatherman in Eugene who immediately started sending me hourly weather forecasts on my Facebook. And I was not at all happy about that, so I had to go in and physically remove him. And a couple of others that have done some things like that. But I just simply don't click on anybody anymore. I just don't click on anybody at all. Don't go to Facebook at all, to speak of. I do things on Twitter. Twitter is kind of different. Twitter is kind of fun. But I don't do it on Facebook.
So you tweet?
I can even find myself on Twitter. So, yeah, I can't find my site on Facebook. Unless I when I originally set it up, I put my in my favorites. I put that number, that address in there, and I can go to that and find my Facebook account. But other than that, I can't because there are too many others with the same name that are on Facebook. I didn't know until the internet came along. I didn't know there was anybody else with my name. So little did I know. But there are a lot of people. In the military, I did know one person with the same name, same initials that I had.
Uh-huh.
Exactly the same initials. But that's the only time I knew anybody that was the same as I am.
Well, and just in case that somebody actually has stumbled onto us, 646-721-9887. Again, we're just having kind of a light little test program day. We're trying a bunch of different things online so far. We've made several changes in the background here, and I haven't heard any change in audio quality. I wish that Skype didn't do an update because I'd like to know for sure that, eliminate, to take that off the list of probabilities, but who knows? Maybe that update is what's doing it.
I don't know. Since we both updated.
Yeah, we're both updated, and I've got my boards now set up to the way that I normally have them when we're broadcasting, and I'm listening to it on the monitor as well, and it sounds pretty good. If you are also listening to it, again, send us a note. Let us know how you feel. How do you feel? How it sounds. Hey, at least I have an excuse. I'm not a professional.
I've been sick. Oh. Well, what does this say? Reconnecting servers. Novus 7 has logged in and Novus 7 has logged out. Okay. They didn't stay in very long. 1 minute.
Apparently, yeah, and I just logged into the chat room as well. So I can see another. But anyway, now so far, if it will continue to do this, then I'm going to be a very happy person. And because, like I say, I'm listening to it. It's kind of weird, too, because there's like a 30-second delay as I'm listening to us talk, and then I'm hearing it on the monitor 30 seconds later and trying to talk and listen to myself delayed at the same time. Now, that's talent.
I can't do it. I used to use it on the kids who used to come to my house and listen to it with the tape recorder, put a delay on the tape recorder, see if they can talk to the tape recorder delayed. Most people can't.
Well, see, for me, it's this. I'm just like that. I'm dyslexic. It makes it even more fun.
Yours is so far delayed. It's, your 30 seconds or so, or 10 seconds. But when you only got a 3 or 4 second delay, it can be very hard to speak.
Well, and I want to try something here, too, like say it's kind of a test program. I'm going to go ahead and run our commercial and see how that sounds. We haven't really had that much trouble with commercials, but there has been time that the audio that's been played directly from Blog Talk did sound pretty bad. So we'll go ahead and run that real quick.
Good dog, Skippy. Yes, Skippy is a very good dog, and I always enjoy working with him and like to reward him for a great performance. However, I am always hesitant and very selective in the types of treats that I will give him because I worry about his health and only want to give him something that's really good for him. That's why I always reward him with dancing dog cookies because they are handmade to order from all natural ingredients and preservative-free. Plus, they come in a wide variety of styles and flavors. Skippy loves them, and I'm sure you will too, so check them out at www.dancingdogcookies.com.
Broadcasting live from Eugene, Oregon, with a roundtable discussion of today's news, here's Robin.
And I did that just because I can.
Very good. All righty. Great.
No, it's sounding pretty good.
Yeah,
I'm impressed so far.
Maybe.
Go ahead.
Well, there's just no way. I was thinking maybe it has to do with how we started up. Maybe I have to put mine on first, or you, I don't know.
Well, like you said, you went directly to Skype. Skype updated itself, and it said that it fixed a lot of bugs. So, whatever. Maybe that'll work. And Talk 38, I think 985 is logged back in. Welcome back to the program. And like I say, hopefully things will work. And but you never know. I mean, next Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific time when we go live with a regular show, I mean, it could just fall right in the toilet.
No, I don't have a new talk. I don't have a person logged in. You said they
Well, that's maybe mine's just going slow. I'll check somewhere else.
Like I said, the
other page never updated.
That's interesting.
Things are slow. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just a delay. I don't know. But if they're not there, well, thank you for checking us out. I hope you'll come back.
Well, we got to do something. Yes, you got a train.
Why do you have a train, studio?
Candy opened the doors before she left.
That usually worked better.
So, consequently, I don't...
It's a scientific fact that if you open the doors before you leave, unless you go through the window, it actually works better.
She left them open so the train sound can come in.
I see. Well, thank her for that.
I find it interesting that she opened the doors and let it cool off in here, and then she left, leaves it cooling off for me. She didn't ask me if I wanted to be cool, and I'm not cool.
You're not cool?
I'm not cool.
You're not cool, Daddy-o. 646-721-9887 if you want to join into this craziness thing going on here. Again, it's a test show. Anything, we're talking about anything, everything, and a lot of times, a lot of nothing. We're just basically we're trying to get the audio to screw up again. So far, it's been working at least. I'm not listening to the monitor 100% of the time because it drives me nuts because of the delay. But so far, when I've sampled it, it does sound pretty good. And if you're listening to the program, I'd like you to call us right now, 646-721-9887. Let us know, or I'm going to leave this. Do you want to leave the test show up for a while, Cliff?
What do you mean?
And, a lot of times when we do a test program, we'll delete it sometime afterwards. You want to just leave it up, let people check it out and send a comment? Or
you can leave it up.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and leave it up for a while, and, if you check it out and, send us comments on how it sounds to you, talk@krbnradio.com, or you can go ahead and post it on our Facebook page, too, if you like. Just post it anywhere. I admit I have not been updating Facebook as much as I should. I apologize.
Now, the one thing I would like to do, we got guest number 13325 who's logged in. Hello, guest. Number 13325. You can't talk to me, so whatever.
Hi, welcome to the program. You can't talk to me.
Yeah.
Now, that's, like I said before, that's a failing of Blog Talk Radio, that they've got that set up that way, that if you're a guest to the program, or if you don't have an account, you can't join in the chat room as far as commenting. But then again, you can get an account for free, and that way you can kind of join in.
Now, my Skype says it's Skype number 12. I wonder if it's updated that many times since I've been on Skype or whatever.
Skype number 12?
Yes, Skype TM. And then in parentheses, it says 12.
I don't know.
Good question. good question. I was just thinking now, what would happen if you were to go over and call in on Skype, or let me put you in, I'll add you to the group on Skype instead of being on the phone.
Oh, you mean go ahead and conference me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wonder how that's happens.
Well, just go ahead and drag it over, and it should go into it. It'll put my other one on. Well, actually, I'll go ahead and hang up because I can hear you online.
Uh-huh.
And just go ahead and drag and drop me into it. So I'll hang up my call here.
Okay. Okay, let's see how to... Okay, are you there?
Okay. What?
There we go.
Stop. Okay. Get back into the intro. Like, what happened? We started the show over again.
Yeah, that was weird.
All right. Okay, so we're both conferenced, going up to the main line, to your line.
Yeah.
And again, you know, like I said, we do have some guests that are popping in and out. Let me just kind of reiterate, today is, as the title says, is a test show day. Basically, we're trying a bunch of different things to see if we can get Skype or get Blog Talk Radio or whoever to start messing up on the audio. And so we're trying different things. Bear with us. But you can still feel free to join us in the chat room or call us 646-721-9887 and let us know what you think. And we were just talking about anything. If you just want to call and say, hi, how you guys doing? You know, we might even tell you. So 646-721-9887.
I really wish that the people who are on the chat room could actually comment as a guest. I know Talk 6701, whatever that is, I assume that's not a guest. That's a member. But most of the...
I would assume so, because otherwise it would come up as saying guest, but...
Now, see, Talk 6701 gives me a phone number now.
Well, that must be me then.
Oh.
Yeah, because it says KRBN News Talk 6701.
Ah, okay.
So that's me.
Oh. Oh, okay. That's our number.
Yeah, 646-721-9887. Try it. You might like it.
Okay. I guess I don't care if people can talk to us on the guest on the chat room or not, because I'd rather have them talk to me in person, and it's real simple and easy to do. So, of course, I don't know who. I guess that's not a toll free number, is it? 626-421. I'd never.
No, it's not toll free, but most cell phones now have long distance included. Or you can if you have a Skype account. You can dial in on that number using Skype. Or you can also, if you have a Skype account, you can actually just hit the call with Skype.
Yeah.
And it shows up as 1111111. But so there's many different ways that you can reach us here on the program.
Many of them free.
Many of them free, exactly. In fact, if you look on our broadcast page right now, it says right now you can call in speakers of the host, 646-721-9887, or if you have a Skype account, the little S is up there, which says, click me.
Oh, it does?
It does. Well, it's not really saying click me, but it's like, it's just there with the S going, you know you want to click me, baby.
If I call in, what if there's, on mine it has a little telephone up there, what if I click on that?
You could probably try, but you might be talking to yourself.
That's what I'm afraid of. I don't want to mess it up.
Especially since you're hosting the line.
I got all kinds of things I can click on, and I don't know what.
Yeah. I mean, we could try doing it the other way around, but we've already know that you have to be hardwired to the host line for a good connection, because that is one of the key factors that makes the biggest difference, and that's the way we're configured right now. In fact, Cliff did a little bit differently. He went Skype to Skype instead of dialing the host phone number. And we've tried in the beginning, when we first started having problems, we did go Skype to Skype on the host line, and then we were having the dropouts, and we just started calling in on the host line through Skype using the phone number, and that seemed to work. And that's the thing that was just frustrating, because when we finally got our audio somewhat reliable, you know, where we got confident that, hey, things are working now.
Then it stopped.
Yeah, and we get a little brave about it. It's like, oh, hey, cool. We can start getting back down to business again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. Yeah, it's ridiculous. But if we can perhaps at least come out of this, and we'll find out, of course, when we do the show Monday, but we'll see what happens.
Exactly. Also, I'd like to put out there, too, you know, we've talked a lot about Blog Talk Radio. If you're a Blog Talk Radio host or a listener, go ahead and share with us some of your experiences. You know, if you've had problems with your audio, if you haven't, what do you think about Blog Talk in general or this type of forum? What would you like to see? What would you like to see on our programming? We're not going away, so that's already been suggested. Sorry. But, you know, what we could do to, well, we're doing this for you, basically. I mean, for us, too. We both enjoy doing it. You know, I kind of got Cliff back behind the microphone, which wasn't hard to do after he retired. And it's been good practice for me in many ways. I mean, I've found that I'm addicted to this microphone. I actually talk better with this microphone in front of me than I do without it. But, you know, we enjoy doing this, but we'd also would enjoy it even more when we do have, and we've had people from all over the U.S. call in to the program, and it's really great, especially getting their different point of views from things. But it's just kind of cool that, you know, this medium, you can talk to people all over the world.
Yeah, we have a couple of people outside the U.S. Of course, we are limited a little bit there because we don't speak any other language. I don't anyway.
Exactly, but it's a good forum. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, or fortunately, you know, our time of day, when we can do it as well, makes a difference. Right now, we're broadcasting during our normal broadcast time, even though we're a different day, which is 1 p.m. Pacific time on Mondays, which would be 3 o'clock Eastern?
4.
4 o'clock Eastern. And that may be inconvenient during a work day.
Well, it's probably just real close to it's an hour into drive time, assuming everybody's driving. But I think it's pretty close to being pretty good time for most everybody.
Exactly. We used to broadcast on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had a change in my work schedule, and like I said, if we were making a living off this, that wouldn't be a big issue. But you know, this is an expense, and I have to pay the bills.
Yeah. And by the way, we had thought about doing the program at midnight or something like that, you know, at really off times. But Robin works at that time, so that isn't off times for her. So
I've been thinking about trying something. Cliff, I have not talked to you about this before, so this is going to be an announcement to you too, or at least an idea that I had. There is a program on Sirius Satellite Radio. It's called Jonesy, and it's on the Trucker Channel. And the only thing Jonesy does is he just basically opens up two phone lines at a time, and he basically lets them talk about whatever they want to talk about for 5 or 10 minutes, and then he goes on to the next two callers, and he jumps in there as the host or moderator. And I got to thinking that when I did that test show at 12:30 in the morning and how much the board lit up. I mean, I had literally about 20 people in the chat room. I had 4 phone lines. You know, the callers were just calling in. I had 3 going at once. And it was actually kind of fun. And I was thinking that might not be a bad forum for late at night.
Yeah.
Just kind of host that and do that on a regular basis on my days off, which is Tuesday and Wednesday. There's some weeks I won't be able to do it. But I was thinking like... I'll play around with different times, like maybe 10 o'clock at night or 12 in the morning or something like that, and just see what gets the most response.
Well, you should probably do it at least after prime time television, West Coast.
Yeah.
And
so about 10, 11 o'clock. Usually I'm not doing anything anyways. On my days off, because I work the graveyard shift, and so I don't swap my schedule on my days off because it just causes too much problems when I do.
Yeah.
Well, I'm up in the mornings anyways, and so, you know, if we can host and have a little fun, doesn't have to be talk about news. It can be talk and just open up a couple lines, get a couple people going, talk about whatever anybody wants to talk about.
Yeah. Never have any.
And then on my days when I can't do it, Cliff can fill in, and you'll probably hear an hour and a half of.
Yeah, that's probably true. Actually, I'm hearing. I could do it. It's just that my idea of what prime time is after midnight.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't watch TV anymore because I don't have one.
That's why you're just out of it. That's all.
I am out of it.
Yeah. Just.
I'm totally out of it. All I have is about a half dozen computers.
Yeah. Yeah. Life is rough.
Life is rough.
If you want it.
So I don't know. It's just an idea I thought I'd throw out there. Maybe, you know, go ahead and try a couple and see what the response is from you guys, our listeners, what feedback is on it, and maybe do it as a regular thing. Because, I mean, when you think about it, most of the show hosts out here and most talk shows, you know, it's usually doing like what we do. We bring up some subjects, and hopefully it's good enough to get you guys to call in. But it's usually stuff we want to talk about to start with. You know, we usually do just one guest or one caller at a time. And, yeah, I don't know, it might be fun. Give it a try and, you know, just see what happens. If you guys, the listeners, decide that it's a good idea and you want to participate, great. You know, we'll maybe do it on a regular basis. And if not, then for a couple shows after I talk to myself for 2 hours, then I'll probably find something else to do.
Really?
Or go back and watch a movie. Say, heck with you guys.
Yeah. Well, this seems to be still going awfully well.
Yeah, it looks good on the monitors. We're coming up on an hour and a half of broadcast. I guess there's no point. Now, I've got everything on my end over here, Cliff. I got everything up and running like I normally would.
And I've got everything up and running unlike like I normally would. So
maybe it's a combination of, Skype updating itself and fixing those bugs.
Well, we'll find out.
Or maybe we caught my cousin Murphy off guard.
Well, that's unfortunately the part I'm hoping is not true.
Yeah, my cousin needs to go mess with somebody else, although this week I haven't seen him, so he, well. The joke is that Murphy's Law and things happen so much, you know, I'm sure I'm related. So that's the reference for people out there that are wondering what the heck. So if your day is going really bad and things just seem to be going weird, just go, well, that must be Robin's cousin.
Yeah.
So what do you think, Clever?
Well, I think we're pretty much done it, and it's pretty much in the bag. I don't know whether it's good or bad or indifferent or... find out next week.
That's right. And so we'll be doing our regular program. If you happen to be still with us through this just general chit-chat test program, 1 o'clock Pacific time on Mondays. And again, as always, if you something in the news comes up, there's been a lot of fun stuff, especially when it comes down to like politics or whatever, send us an email, talk@krbnradio.com. We're going to have a lot more stuff this coming Monday, and because I got a lot of stuff in my my bag of tricks now that the program will work. But we'll see you Monday.
Be sure to check us out on the internet at www.krbnradio.com or email us with your show ideas at talk@krbnradio.com. This is KRBN Internet News Talk Radio.